The End of the Beginning. We joined Churchill at the Lord Mayor's Day Luncheon, November 10, 1942. He begins this gritty speech with a reminder of a promise he made to the British people, of what he believes victory will demand. Blood, tears, toil, and sweat.
We have not so far this war taken as many German prisoners as they have taken British. But these German prisoners will no doubt come in droves at the end, just as they did last time. I have never promised anything about blood, tears, toil, and sweat. Now, however, we have a new experience. We have victory. A remarkable and definite victory. A bright gleam has caught the helmets of our soldiers and warmed and cheered all our hearts. The late Monsieur Venizelos observed that in all our wars, England, he ought to have said Britain, of course. England always wins one battle, the last. We seem to have begun rather earlier this time. General Alexander. With his brilliant comrade and lieutenant, General Montgomery. And gained a glorious and decisive victory in what I think should be called the Battle of Egypt. Rommel's army has been defeated. It has been routed. It has been very largely destroyed as a fighting force. Ah, this is not the end. It is not even the beginning of the end. But it is perhaps the end of the beginning.